The year's best meteor shower is now underway. It starts with just a few extra shooting stars per hour, but when we reach the nights of August 11th and 12th, we'll see a meteor every 2 minutes or so, especially if we're away from the lights of town. But there's a secret, sinister story behind these lovely shooting stars. Meteors are tiny specks of debris that have fallen off a comet. Most are no larger than apple seeds. These all seem to streak away from the constellation of Perseus, which is why they're called the Perseids. But the orbiting path of each of these tiny bits of dirty ice shows that they share an orbit with a comet named Swift-Tuttle. That comet came close to Earth during the Civil War, when it was discovered the same week in July 1862 by two famous astronomers, Horace Tuttle and Lewis Swift. The comet has a 133-year orbital period around the Sun, locked by Jupiter's gravity, so that it is synchronized with that giant world and makes one orbit in exactly the same time period in which Jupiter circles the Sun 11 times. Very cool. But what makes us really sit up and pay attention is that some astronomers have called Comet Swift-Tuttle the most hazardous object to human life in the entire universe. Wow. That's because Comet Swift-Tuttle is big, has the potential to approach us so closely that sooner or later it may collide with us, and worst of all, goes around the Sun in the opposite direction from the way we do. So if and when it does hit us, it will be a head-on impact at 37 miles per second, which is about 80 times faster than a high-velocity rifle bullet. It would be more devastating than the extinction event 66 million years ago that destroyed the dinosaurs and allowed for the ascent of all the beloved mammals that now populate our world, like humans and rats. So there's much to think about as we observe these fine summer shooting stars. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.